safety, repair, and service specialists, you can rest assured your home will be healed. I'm Joe Buck, and Helitech is the only company I trust to do that. Trust Helitech for your basement repair and waterproofing solutions. The company that's invested in healing homes, 30 years strong. Helitech. They healed my home. They'll heal yours too. Helitech. Visit HelitechOnline.com.
Heal your home with Helitech.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, hey, I've been thinking about you. Which is good, because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right. R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in St. Louis? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the St. Louis area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. St. Louis is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-886-9500. Seating is extremely limited.
Call right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday.
That's 1-800-886-9500. That's 1-800-886-9500.
Cheer from your couch with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Just download the app and customize your orders. Save your favorites and schedule your pickup. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
How much is that?
Oh, how much is that dog in that window?
The one with
well, it's Wednesday. It seemed like only a week ago that it was Wednesday. And here it is again Wednesday. You know that somebody will email me if I don't say I know it was a joke. I know it was actually a week ago, so I have to say that. I'll get email. It means if you're a pet owner, dog or cat, you have a chance to get some advice. Something bugging you about your pet? Something bugging your pet? Dr. Doug Pernikoff from the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic is here. And he's all yours. And we jump right in. So if I were you, I'd call right now. I might mention that Dr. Doug is brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. They have an app, and the app is free, and the app is easy to use. It's STL Taxi. That's STL Taxi. 3-1. Oh, let's do this. For most cell phones, star KTRS, which is star 5877. From other phones, 314-969-KTRS. And then there's this lonely little one line that comes into this number. If all else fails, you dial this, 888-550-KTRS. Call now, like right now. Would you please welcome Dr. Doug Pernikoff?
Hey, 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 how is everyone today?
Oh, we're doing great, doctor. How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
There was a story that I saw yesterday. Hang on, let's see if I kept it. It was about a cat. Now, I'm not a cat person. I know people who love cats, and that's okay. If that's their thing, that's fine. Hang on. Okay, I can find it. But here's the story. Uh-huh. This cat they thought it had run away or been killed or something. It went outside, and apparently they let it out every once in a while. It would always just come right back home, and so it didn't come back. 2.5 years later, this just happened this past week or early this week, they'd never given up hope on this cat. and they're looking on the Facebook, and somebody from the local animal shelter had posted this picture of this cat. It was their cat, and the cat apparently did a head-butting thing with its owner. The owner would lower her head, and the cat would walk up and butt heads with her.
So that they could recognize it and know that it was the right.
Exactly, cat. And when she went to the shelter, she says in the article, she says, I walked up and said, "Is that you, Jimmy?" or whatever the cat's name was, and lowered her head, and honest to goodness, the cat hadn't forgotten, head-butted her, and she knew it was their cat, but it was a special stripes, not a lot of them around anyway.
Yeah.
But what had happened is they think, they don't know, but they think the cat had jumped into somebody's car. A window was down and just jumped in, and the car took off, and they went who knows where. And somehow 2.5 years, it had to have been local,
right.
And 2.5 years later they get their cat back.
Well, they probably, the other people probably kept the cat and decided,
And then eventually somebody turned it into the shelter, and right. That's when the shelter said, okay, we got this cat, or I don't know how it ended up on Facebook, but somebody put it on Facebook.
There was a similar story, a dog, it was the other day, and I think it was gone for 2 years, and it was,
It found its own way home, right?
Well, I think the family, or whoever found it, was only a couple miles away, and then eventually it got put in somewhere where they scan the chip and they go, oh, this is your dog. They
get
But don't they say, too, that dogs, like Peon's talking about, can actually find their,
yes.
A couple of years later, they can find their way back home.
Oh, yeah, they're amazing. You hear stories like that all the time, that the dog was either stolen or someone accidentally lost it on a trip, and then all of a sudden it rematerializes. That's a great story, though.
They're pretty smart, those animals. Yeah, you want to take some calls?
I sure would.
Boy, the chicks dig you, Doctor.
I'm
looking at the names of women here. Let's start with Judy. Judy, say hi to Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Judy?
This
is where, say hi to Dr. Doug, Judy.
Judy.
Oh, well, hold on a second. What was that, Doc?
Whoa.
What was that, Doc?
That was, who was the famous comedian or singer? Al Jolson? Was that Al Jolson?
No, that's supposed to be Cary Grant.
Oh, Cary Grant.
You don't even know who you're doing.
I know, but I did it pretty well, didn't I?
Al Jolson.
Judy.
Well,
hello.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Judy. We were interrupted by that horrible impression of Cary Grant. It sounded more like Jim Nabors trying to do Cary Grant. Judy, he's all yours.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, how are you? I'm AM in the PM.
Thank Everybody you. Makes fun of me.
Yes, they do.
Yes, I have a question. We have a cat that we have in the house, and we have switched cat food with her numerous times. She's always throwing up. We feed her, and she throws up.
Okay. Now, is she a long hair or medium hair or short hair cat?
Medium hair.
Okay, so is she grooming all the time?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a good chance
hairball.
The simplest would be a hairball or just excessive hair, because that hair just gets along the lining of the esophagus or in the stomach. I've even seen it collect over years into a big ball that has to be surgically removed. But I would make a simple assumption first that it might just be hairball. So what you need to do is get from your veterinarian, they have a product called Laxatone, and it's just like a petrolatum-flavored material, and you put it on the roof of their mouth a couple times, two, three times a week, and a lot of times that'll just recover it. Now, there are other things you can do to explore, but I would start with the simple and make sure it's not something goofy like that. The other things they might want to do is look at a swallowing of the cat and make sure that there isn't some kind of disruptive issue. And but those are things down the line. I would start with your vet, get some Laxatone. You can even get it at the pet shops, actually.
Or Judy, force feed some Drano down your cat's throat. Because I watched a commercial where Drano eats hair. He eats the hair right up.
Oh, man.
That's horrible.
I appreciate it.
Hi, Judy. Thank you for listening. Thank you. She laughed at it, at least. And the chicks just keep on coming. Julie, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Julie. How are you, honey?
I'm good. I've called in several times, and I just want to thank you so much for all of your advice that you've given about cats that we've had.
Uh-huh. Where do I send the check, Julie?
I think
kind of funny.
No, it wasn't. It's 100 years old. That's old Catskills humor.
Go ahead, honey.
Is that it? You just want to call to thank him?
Well, no. Oh my God, I lost my train of thought.
You sound like somebody else. if you think of it, call back.
No, you were talking about, Ian was talking about the cat.
Yeah.
We have four outdoor cats and two inside cats, and the four outdoor cats are, spayed, neutered about 4 years ago, and they're our cats. They just live outside. And one day my husband drove over to his sister's house, which is about 5 miles away, and he got out of his truck, and all of a sudden he heard a meow. One of the cats somehow traveled from our house to his sister's house under the truck and lived.
Oh, that's a great
under
story,
the
though.
Truck.
Yeah, they probably got caught up, sat up someplace under there, and
there are things they can crawl into underneath without getting burned.
Well, and they also, you got to be careful too. Cats will climb, especially in the wintertime, up into
the engine, and that's not.
Julie, did you have a question for Dr. Dunn?
No, I just wanted to thank him because of some of his advice. Two of our cats live to be 17 and 21.
Oh, man.
And we have two new indoor cats, and if I can just recommend the product, I don't know if you use it, but Feel Away or Fell Away, the
sure.
atomizers.
Yeah, that's a hormone-based product that helps keep them from peeing in a person.
That's something my girlfriend in high school used to say. I said, hey, can I have a feel? She'd go, Feel Away.
Yeah.
But it helped.
That's a good one.
Thanks, Doc.
It really helped acclimate the one cat we had after our other cat died on Christmas and the other one get along within 3 days.
Well, we're always happy to help, of course.
Right. Julie, thank you.
The information we give you
thank
that works
you.
Is great.
All right, there
okay.
goes Julie.
Bye.
And here comes Dan. Dan, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr.
Not
Doug.
Not you.
No.
Not, and you do that. I knew you'd do that. You do it all the time.
Hi, Dan, Dr. Doug. Hi, Dr. Doug. Hi, everybody. I'm
hello.
AM and PM.
Thank you, Dan.
Wonderful. What you got, Dan?
Dr. Doug, my sister-in-law's pet rabbit died this morning, and I was just wondering, I don't know if it was from natural causes or if it was from them just moving. Or anything like that. They've had it several years, anywhere from 6, 7, 8 years. And I was just wondering if it was just old age it had died from, or if it's just recently when they just moved, if it could have been a new scenery that they were in, or...
Well, I mean, there's no way to know, obviously, what caused it without, looking and maybe doing, if your vet would do a pathology review and kind of dissect them and see if there's anything obviously wrong, or send in cultures and tissue to the pathologist, but otherwise, anybody's guess would be there, and there's lots of conditions that can affect
for a domestic rabbit, for a pet, what is the average years for? About 8 years?
Oh, no, they can live longer than that. We probably
can
live 12, 15 years, 12 at least.
Are they kind of like cats? Because I knew someone that had a pet rabbit, and it used the litter box.
My grandson just got a rabbit.
Who did?
My grandson.
Really?
He just got a rabbit, yeah.
They got a
really?
Pet rabbit. Yeah, they train them to use the litter box and everything, and it's just like a little cat, but they just hop around and everything. It's
they hop
great.
Around. Well, I never heard that.
No, yeah.
Yeah, a lot
weird.
Of people train them to poop in a box, or some even train them to go outside and poop.
All right, so to answer Dan's question, how long do they live, rabbits?
I would say 10 to 12 years is fair. And
okay.
Lucky
you'll
get beyond that.
Yeah, I was just wondering because she's kind of devastated that stuff. I mean, this was a real pet for her.
Yeah, I get
just,
it.
Hoping that I might be able to get some information if you gave it to me, and I appreciate it very much.
All right, thank you, Dan.
Thank you. Good luck.
All right.
You kept thinking it was a joke.
No, I think it was not a real situation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, I think so.
Okay. Well, maybe it was. Andy, say hello to Dr. Doug. Andy, I can't hear.
He's way in the distance.
Yeah.
He's way off in the distance.
Step up to the phone. What do you got, Andy?
Is that better, guys?
A little bit. Not much, a little bit. Go ahead.
All right. So I don't have any pets, but my yard has become the place for the neighborhood dog to pee.
Uh-huh.
Specifically on my mailbox, and it's metal, and it's making all the paint. We painted it 3 times in 4 years. Is there any safe alternative I can put around that to destroy?
Yeah, I would put some. I would put a ring of welded wire around it at a distance that's going to prevent that hitting the pole.
But you could get some dog-eating alligators just to...
yeah, alligators around there.
Or paint a like a mural of alligators eating dogs. Maybe that'll keep away.
Hey, have you talked to the neighbors and just explained, look, you know, these animals aren't supposed to be out roaming like this?
Well, they're on a leash, but they just walk them right to it, and they pee right on it, and they go back in their house.
Well, have you put up a sign? I'm serious. Have you put up a sign that says, please don't let your dog pee on my mailbox?
That's what I would do.
I've been advised not to do that by
Why?
My wife.
Who advised you of that?
By his wife.
Oh, you know, and you do what she tells you? What kind of marriage is that?
Yeah, really.
Wow.
Is there any sense, though? Is there anything I could put down that would...
You know, again, they kind of dislike... I think I've mentioned this before, but they're not real happy with Adolf's meat tenderizer. You can just sprinkle it around there and give yourself a circumferential kind of protection. See if that'll work. It's simple. It's cheap.
I heard pepper flakes too.
Yeah, pepper might be a little more irritating. I'd be a little cautious because if you
ammonia
some dog,
household ammonia, dogs hate that.
Yeah,
pour a circle of ammonia once a week around that thing.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of things you can do. You just want to be careful that you don't do something that's going to hurt an animal, because then they're going to, they'll turn around and sue you, even though, you know, you're in your own right to try and protect your property.
Well, he said that. He didn't realize it. He always said, you're in your own right.
Yeah.
He didn't even know he did it. That's clever.
Kuna just said something about maybe... like a little chicken wire or fence or something around there.
That's what I said, a little welded wire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather not do that.
It would look crappy. It just would. And they'll see ammonia. Yeah. Try the ammonia.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you,
Andy.
Bye-bye.
I said the word ammonia, and I just realized I haven't seen a bottle of ammonia for 30 years.
Really?
So many new products.
But what did we ever use it for? I don't remember.
For cleaning the in the kitchen area. The
okay,
toilets,
well, I'll explain it. My wife never cleans the kitchen.
You never did?
But it's real strong. And Dr. Doug, you can tell me if this is cruel or not, but as a kid, I had a paper route, and I delivered papers from the bicycle, had a basket, and the worst thing that happens to a kid on a paper route is dogs that try to chase you and bite you when you're on your bicycle. And somebody said, put ammonia in a little plastic water pistol and shoot the dog with ammonia. They'll run like crazy. They won't, next time they see you, they won't come near you because they hate that stuff. I don't think it hurts them.
Well, if it got in the eyes, it could. But you could use a little vinegar water that's diluted. It'll do the same thing, and it's not going to be as dangerous. We used to do that in the zoo if we were walking in near a cage with the lions and stuff.
Yeah, shot a lion with a little dose of vinegar?
Yeah, just right in the face. Even just regular water with a spritz is scary enough, but they don't like that.
I don't think I'd be doing that to a lion if they don't like it.
I've done it. I even did it to years ago, I was in a pen with, a one-acre pen with a gigantic ostrich male. And they're very aggressive, and they can really tear you apart. Hmm. So I was running around like an idiot, spritzing him in the face every time he got too close. But
yeah.
I look cool.
And you're alive to tell about it.
And
so.
You know.
Yeah, I am.
Never mix ammonia with bleach to clean something because it's toxic.
Poisonous.
I didn't
know
gas,
that.
Yeah.
Now you just gave information for all these
bomb builders.
These bomb cell guys.
Way to go, Dan. Terrorists. Yeah. Terrorists will get a hold of that now. They'll hear that and they'll mess something up. Let's get Rick in here. Rick, say hi to Dr. Doug.
AM and a PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hi, Rick. How can I help you?
Yeah, doctor, I've got a dog. She's 13 years old. She's a hunting dog. She has lipomas.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you could tell me about what's going to happen in terms of lipomas. She seems to be getting more of them.
Yeah.
What is this? I've never heard of this. What is it?
Lipoma is just a fatty tumor, and if it's a true lipoma, they're absolutely harmless. And I only tell people that we go after them surgically when they become more of a problem, like they're in the groin or the underarm, so that it makes it hard to walk. Mm. But otherwise, you could take those off, and 2 days later, there might be another one. Now, some people might suggest checking out the thyroid level, and we get all kinds of weird things when thyroid levels are low. So that that's always a simple consideration, but most of the time it's built into the genetics of the dog, is in my experience, and it's pretty harmless. Again, if your vet sees that they're in an area that's going to make it difficult for the puppy to move, then I'd say get rid of it.
Okay. All right. Thank you much.
All right. Thank you, Rick. Thank you. What is the thyroid? What does that do?
The thyroid gland is an amazing thing because it controls our metabolism. It puts out hormone that will, you know, feed to all the...
You're drifting away from us, Doctor.
Oh, I'm sorry. How's that?
That's a whole lot better.
Okay.
What did you do? Were you talking to somebody else there? Or?
No. I just relaxed in my chair and moved back just a little bit. Mm. I'm sorry.
You want one more call?
Oh, yeah, sure. They dropped off.
Oh, Tony's gone. Well, that was it. He was last on the list. So we're out of here. Thank you, Doc.
Thank you all. Be well. Have a happy Easter.
You too. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody. Okay, well, that explains it. They got my grandson a rabbit. I forgot it's Easter. I guess that was an Easter thing. Get a little white rabbit. Is there anything cuter than a little rabbit? I mean, this little soft little fur.
No, they are cute.
I'm tempted to tell my...
A little kitten's cute.
That my story when I decapitated whole family of little rabbits with my lawnmower years ago. That was horrible. Little rabbit heads flying out from under the lawnmower.
Man.
I didn't do it on purpose. There was just a nest of rabbits in a little depressed part of the ground. And I'm pushing, this was years ago, pushing a lawnmower. And it kind of... And then I look out, you know, that chute on the side where it blows stuff out.
Yeah.
Little rabbit heads are shooting out there.
Oh.
And then I look behind me, there's a little nest of just headless rabbits.
Oh.
Little bloody headless rabbit bodies. I felt bad.
Poor guys.
But again, I didn't do it on purpose. I didn't see them. I didn't know they were there. That was Dr. Doug. You know that. You need to also know he's at the Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic. That's his clinic. And he's brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. I don't want to forget to tell you that. Johnny Landoff has allowed me to do the honors. I want to hone in on something today that we don't talk about. We hardly ever talk about it. And it's this. You folks who... your credit's not real good, all right? You've had some things happen, and credit's not what it should be, and you either think or you've been told that you cannot buy even a pre-owned car anywhere. If you haven't been to Johnny Landoff, don't believe that, because there is a chance. And I've gotten more than a half dozen emails from people over the last couple of years, and they said, you know, we had been told at two or three different dealers that there's no way we'd ever get financing. And then we went to Johnny Landoff and met with those folks, and miraculously, they were able to get us into a car. So don't buy that. Don't fall for that. If they don't want your business, fine. Johnny Landoff would be happy to have it. And that's not to say that they can get everybody financed who comes in there. There are people who are, they're just not financeable, if that's a word. But on more than one occasion, I know of people who have written me and said, we never, ever thought we'd be able to get a car. But for whatever reason, before they gave up, they went to see Johnny Landoff. And the reason I say that is there's always a way you can get a vehicle. You can go to one of these places where, you know, these no credit or low credit, we don't care, come on in, we'll get you. They will rob you. I mean, the hellacious interest rate and the ridiculous payment every month is not necessarily the only way you have to go. So before you give up, please, please go see the people at Johnny Landoff, because you won't be the first person that they've put in a vehicle who is pretty convinced that it was never going to happen. Okay? Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, 24/7 at Landoff.com.
All right, it's time to check in with Tim Weiland. See how the traffic's moving, Tim.
I really wish Frank wouldn't have told that story about the bunnies.
The rabbit head.
Oh, I know.
Because that happened to me.
It was an accident.
It did?
Yeah, well, it happened to me when I was cutting my parents' lawn as a teenager, and I ran over some, and I heard the loudest screeches.
Even louder, really? Above the lawnmower you heard.
Oh, my
That's
gosh.
That's how loud they were screaming.
Horrible. Yeah, it was
little
horrible.
Little murdered rabbit screaming. Oh,
man.
I'm telling you, I did not like it. I felt bad.
did I.
Well, you shouldn't too. Like it.
No.
If you like it, you're going to grow up to be Jeff Dahmer.
Hey, there's some shade coming over us. Oh, look at that ceiling fan. Ah!
Ooh, it's, yeah, a little rabbit's alive. Ooh, it's so hot. Wait a minute. You hear that? Yeah. Look, it's a great big, it's going to cool us on this hot summer day. It's a big fan.
Nice.
Yeah. Let's raise up and see if we can see it coming.
I'm glad I brought it up again. Cruiser working with the accident on eastbound Highway 70 at Tenney Station Road. Two left lanes are blocked. Now traffic is backed up well west of Highway 170. You have southbound 170 that's jamming up still from Page down through Highway 40 due to an earlier accident. Eastbound Highway 40 drivers stacking up solid now. Kings Highway to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound Highway 44. You're slowing a bit west of Kings Highway. That goes out through Shrewsbury. And southbound 141, pretty well jams up now from Big Bend down through Highway 44. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. HP Savings Month at Staples means big savings on great HP products all month long. Experience the outstanding print quality of HP Ink at store or staples.com/HP Month. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Hey, this is John Goodman. Even though I'm away a lot, my heart is still in St. Louis. And when I come back home, I can't wait to listen to McGraw in the Morning on KTRS to get me connected to what's happening in town. And there's nothing like McGraw's brand of serious fun in the morning to start the day.
McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson, weekdays at 6 on KTRS.
Today's Real Estate Minute with Kathy Helbig. Thinking real estate as usual? Not with the experience by the Kathy Helbig Group. Kathy, what makes you and your team different than normal real estate agents?
Well, McGraw, a lot of things. Number one, we're a marketing company first, then a sales company, and we're not about the gimmicks.
What about those programs that guarantee to buy your house?
No, those are bad deals for the sellers. We just sell the house instead, and for top dollar. And that starts with a solid marketing strategy. We consult with our sellers weeks or even months ahead to help them dress their house for success, help them avoid all the buyer turnoffs, and provide advice and guidance on current market value, home styling tips, and trends that will get them the highest price.
So you're not the only agent trying to do it all?
Nope. We're a team of educated, experienced, trained realtors that handle the real estate transaction by specialty. With the experience, you can expect to be moved.
That's Kathy Helbig and the Kathy Helbig Group. 314-276-SOLD or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Acme Home Insurance.
Yes, I'd like to make a claim.
What are you wanting to claim, sir?
My water heater broke down.
Sorry, but your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover water heater breakdowns.
So, what do you cover?
Home damage from things like earthquakes, volcanoes, a zombie apocalypse.
A zombie apocalypse? But that'll never happen.
But if it did, you'd be covered, sir.
But not my water heater?
I'm afraid not.
But his water heater could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield, plus components of 20 other major home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-700-1134. Home insurance can cover what might happen.
Zombies are coming!
But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the dryer won't work.
Life happens. Have a plan. Get a home warranty from American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-700-1134. That's 1-800-700-1134. 1-800-700-1134.
Remember when we were kids and there was a family dentist on every corner? Well, that doesn't exist anymore, except in places like Florissant with Bowen Dental Care. You see, Dr. Bowen has rejected selling out to the corporate interests. He still very much believes in family dentistry. That's what you get when you go to Bowen Dental Care, whether it's teeth whitening, cavities, root canals, caps, and yes, of course, dental implants. A lot of people talk about dental implants. With corporate dentistry, you get sent to each different doctor for each different procedure. Well, at Bowen Dental Care, it's a family-run dentistry, and all the work is done by Dr. Bowen right there at his world headquarters on Dunn Road in Florissant. It's not one-size-fits-all, and it's not $25,000. He will sit with you and explain exactly what's going on and how he can custom-fit your dental implants. Bowen Dental Care, family dentistry, 314-921-3500 or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. Due to an important ruling to protect consumers in credit card debt, there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt and with no upfront cost. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information on how much you can save, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-700-7501. If you can't afford to pay off all of your debt, don't let the credit card companies trick you into thinking you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster and safer than you ever thought possible as a result of this rule, without bankruptcy or debt consolidation. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-7501. That's 1-800-700-7501. 1-800-700-7501.
Everybody needs a good butcher. My butcher, Menino's. But why? Well, you get great hands-on service, not to mention customized cuts of beef and great information so you'll never mess up. Menino's Market has lean baby back ribs, $4.29 a pound, as well as a huge selection of choice Angus beef. They have a large selection of potatoes, pasta salad, and don't forget about the warm, homemade French bread all day long. Menino's in Cotterville, and for catering, meninosmarket.com.
This week, many Americans will needlessly overpay the IRS, while a smart and savvy few, they'll pay far less. Learn how you can save on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ARCAMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ARCAMidwest.com. Weekday mornings at 6:35. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I can name the song in two notes. Boy, this is this his album. He did that album in the late mid-70s. What a smash success it was. Where the dating game theme was on it. And
oh, yeah.
All these great songs. Yeah, I talked about my trumpet. This is one of the records I would play when I was younger. I'd play my trumpet, too. In fact, I have a recording of me playing with this song. I'll cue it up where it's exactly where this song is now, okay? Uh-huh. Now, I'm a student teaching myself. Keep that in mind.
Okay.
Not good. Wow. Not good. But no, thank you. Wasn't that good? Come on. Thank you anyway. Yeah. Let me turn it off. And now we continue with what we started 2 hours ago, the Burke segment. Dan, you can jump in, and then if Peon had more, we'll break it up and make it sound like a bigger deal than it is.
Right. No, I think he had more.
All right, I know he did, but I thought if we break it up a little, it'll sound like more content than it really is.
Oh, okay.
What do you have, Dan? Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much, Frank. I really didn't have anything for today. So.
Okay, and now back to Peon, part two. Peon, what do you have?
All right, thank you very much. We talked a little bit earlier about I found a list. These inventors that died by the hands of their own invention.
And I was corrected by a listener, and shoot, I deleted it. I'm sorry, I didn't include your name, who corrected me, and he's right. It wasn't the inventor of the Segway that died on the Segway.
Oh, see, I thought it was.
The company was bought, and it was the president of the company that died on his own property.
Yeah, and he was using like an off-road one, and it went off like a bluff or something.
Yeah, it's still funny. He was the president of Segway, and he died on a Segway. And don't email me and say that's not funny, because you know it is. Go ahead, Pia.
So the first couple we mentioned, it was people trying to... One guy had a coat parachute, didn't work as well as he thought. The next guy had these wooden wings, and he strapped them to his back, and he jumped off the Eiffel Tower. That didn't work either. The next one is also Henry Smolinski. He held a degree in aeronautical engineering, from the Northrop Institution of Technology.
I don't care how smart you are. If your name is Smolinski, you sound already like a cartoon character.
So says here, old Hank got the idea that a flying car was necessary. So he changed the boxed wing. So he made a boxed wing rear section of a Cessna 337 Skymaster and welded it on top to the top of a 71 Ford Pinto. He actually got the thing to fly, it said. On September 11th, 1973, Hank took his buddy Harold Blake up for a spin in the Pinto at around 300 feet. One of the wings snapped, and the pony car bucked them off to a fiery death, it says.
Yeah. So, 300 feet. That's not bad.
No, I know. I wouldn't think that. I guess if you get it going fast enough. Next one, Otto Lienthal. He was known. See, most of these are flying. It
I
seems
know.
To be.
There's a lesson here.
He was known as the Glider King. He was a German pioneer in aviation. He made over 2,000 glider flights and is credited with perfecting the gullwing design. And set the long-held record of soaring to 1,820 feet.
Wow.
And so on August 10th, 1896, he experimented with shifting weight in a glider at 50 feet. It lost lift, stalled, and he augured into the ground, breaking his neck.
Too bad. Oh,
so that's a... next one, Alexander Bogdanov. He was a Russian physician, writer, politician, and inventor of sorts. He was a major player in the 1917 Bolshevik Revolution.
Oh, you can't say that word.
Bolshevik.
Okay. We ought to use that. Oh, that's a bunch of Bolshevik.
Yeah. Ended up in jail. He talked his way out of the death row and back into medicine, where he became obsessed with blood. He founded the Institute for Hematology and was convinced that blood transfusion was the ticket to the fountain of youth.
I think you may be right.
To back up his beliefs, he used himself as a crash test dummy and transfused blood from a patient suffering from malaria and tuberculosis into his own system.
Oh.
He died 2 days later.
Of malaria and tuberculosis.
Yes. But, ironically, the patient slowly got better.
Because they got the good blood.
It seems that the blood types were incompatible, something little known in the day.
What a genius.
Max Valier, he was an Austrian rocket scientist who invented solid and liquid-fueled missiles. Giving his success with flight, he thought it'd be cool to make a rocket-propelled car. It worked, too. He got it up to 250 miles per hour. Trying to get even better, he experimented with alcohol as combustible.
No, he didn't experiment with it that way.
It said that got away on him and blew up on his workbench, and it killed him and burned his workshop down.
I hate to hear that.
We'll do one or two more here. Oh, this is a recognized name. Mary Curie. She
Mary
was
who?
Marie Curie.
Madame Curie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was a Polish chemist, physicist who pioneered research into radioactivity and won the Nobel Prize twice. Besides proposing the theory of radiation and discovering two elements, she is credited with inventing radiography or X-rays.
That's an interesting thing. When you said Curie and Mary, or what I said, Madame Curie. Like I know the name Madame Curie,
right.
But I couldn't have told you what she did.
Right.
I have no idea what she did.
Me neither. But yeah, she died on July 14th, 1934, in a French sanitarium.
That's where they used to put crazy people.
Yes, from aplastic anemia due to long-term exposure to radiation. Probably from her habit of carrying test tubes of plutonium in her pockets.
Was it sanatorium or sanitarium?
Sanatorium, it says here.
Yeah, I think that's right. But that sounds like just a really clean place.
Yes.
There's nothing about it that sounds like nuts are there.
Yeah, right. Didn't they used to do like the lobotomies and stuff in there?
Yeah.
Or the shock treatments.
My grandmother had shock treatments.
Yeah, I think
when she lived
that
with
story,
us.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, man, weird. Yeah, they bring her back home. My parents would bring her home after they zapped her.
And they're like zombies.
Oh, she didn't know anything.
I know some people that had that done, and it's like, wow. But what did they think that the shock
It sort of just erases your mind and everything. So that you know, if you're a pain in the butt and acting all crazy, well, time to take grandma in again for another treat. Bring her back home. She's not going to be a problem for quite a while.
Yeah.
And over time, they regain something, I guess, and you're kind of back to normal.
Oh, right. They thought it somehow worked. Yeah, I don't know how. Oh. Two more here. James Fuller, Jim Fix. I guess he went by Jim.
Jim Fix was a runner.
Yes. He wrote the complete book of running.
And died running.
He took up the sport after a lifetime of stress and bad habits.
Mm-hmm.
Became a world celebrity on fitness and healthy living. On the morning of July 20th, 1984, he was out for his daily running fix and fell dead in his tracks on Route 15 in Hardwick, Vermont.
That says it all.
His official cause of death was a fulminant heart attack.
Remember Ewell Gibbons? Remember who that
guy
was?
Yes, yeah.
He used to eat twigs and stuff, bark off of trees, and he died.
Too.
Talking about how healthy it was, and he died pretty young.
It said the autopsy showed his heart arteries were 70% blocked in the right anterior descending, 80% blocked in the left anterior descending, and 95% blocked in the circumflex.
Mm-hmm. So much for running.
52. Last one, Horace Lawson Hunley invented the submarine. His first prototype trapped 7 sailors underwater and killed them all.
Oh.
How do you sign up for that job?
Yeah.
Sure, I'll try this out.
Oh, man.
He went back to the drawing board. He came up with a new one, aptly named the H.L. Hunley, which he skippered himself. And on October 15th, 1863, he was testing the Hunley off the coast of Charleston, South Carolina, when it failed to surface and again killed the crew, including Hunley.
I would never be able to be on a submarine.
No.
I don't care if it's the most modern.
Right.
There's something about that.
Yes. Claustrophobic.
No, pressure underwater like that. Just the tiniest crack would just turn into a mess. No, I couldn't.
Well, I know some of those guys that do the missions that are covert and everything, like the 6 months they'll be not surface. I think they'll stay under for
They stay down there for long. I got to go on a submarine. I think it was at Pearl Harbor. They had one dry docked, but it was from World War II, so it was everybody should, if you can and you go there, get a chance to go on that, do it. You cannot believe that these guys would live for months
in that space,
in that little can, like sardines, and they were small, very small. And if you're not claustrophobic when you go on one, I think by the time you do a month or two, you will be. It's just something about knowing, you can't think about where you are. You can't think about how far down, how much pressure, you just can't think about it.
Speaking of claustrophobic, today we went to Purina Farms every year in the spring. They do like a springtime thing where they have, you know, the Easter Bunny there. The real Easter Bunny is there, I think.
Whoa.
I think it's the real one.
Whoa.
But, and they have, you know, a bunch of baby animals, like baby chicks and baby. But there, we went there today, and like maybe 15 minutes after they opened at 9:30, there were 5 busloads there. I mean, were so many people there that we stayed like 15 minutes and left just because it was, I can't handle the crowds like that when there's just a massive.
Anybody with kids, that's a great place to go in the summer.
Yeah.
They have tremendous dog shows.
Yes,
out there.
Yeah.
All right, is that it?
That was it.
Let's shut her down. Burke segment is officially closed. Playhouse coming up.
And William Cleveland.
And Bill Cleveland come up. Shoot, I almost forgot it. We can't do that. First Community Credit Union, that's where I bank. I think you know that. I hope you know it. And if you say, well, why do you bank there? Well, the honest answer is I bank there because they came along and were interested in being an advertiser. And if I'm going to talk the talk, I want to walk the walk. I want to do business every chance I can with the people I'm asking you to do business with. So I moved all of my banking business to First Community Credit Union. And have never been sorry that I did, and have never been sorry that we've chosen to speak for them. Now, Saturday is the yard sale. That's 7 to 9 o'clock. If you've never heard it, it's fun to listen to. It's a great way to sell some things or buy something you hear somebody else is selling. And it's sponsored by First Community Credit Union. This is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, 43 locations. And it's a great place to bank. And what makes a place great to bank is obviously rates, competitive rates, the way they treat people, and services offered. They got it all. First Community Credit Union. It's not hard to change where you do your banking. You close your accounts and open them there. Consider it if you would, please. We'd appreciate it. Website, firstcommunity.com.
Get another check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
Well, it's been a rough afternoon on these highways. We've got a new accident now, northbound 55, right at 4500 South Broadway. The two right lanes blocked. In fact, they just had it shut down. Just open up the two left lanes, so you've got a good little backup behind that. Still working with the accident on eastbound Highway 70 at Jennings Station, but word has it now that only the right lane is blocked. The traffic's backed up to Lindbergh. You have eastbound 270 not recovering from the earlier accidents there. You're jammed up 370 through New Florissant. Northbound 170, that's jammed from St. Charles Rock Road up through Highway 270. Southbound 170 from Page down through Highway 40, and you're still backed up on eastbound Highway 40 from Kings Highway to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Accountemps. Feeling like tax season might run you over? Accountemps can offer you highly skilled temporary accounting and finance professionals to help. Call them today or visit Accountemps.com. Accountemps, a Robert Half company. I'm Tim Weiland from your Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Downtown St. Louis, the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lipprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. It's free and it works. Please download it and give it a try. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everyone. Good afternoon. How you doing?
Good afternoon. I'm doing great, Bill. How about you?
Hey, real quick, that submarine thing, they also have one at the World War II Museum in New Orleans, and you actually get to operate it, so you kind of get a job and work with other people who are on board. It's pretty cool, very interactive. Check that out.
All right.
Well, we have a band teacher from Texas who has been fired for sending explicit text messages to one of his students. The teacher said he was just giving the student some advice. Bad news is he was advising her to blow in his flute. You can't do that.
Don't go for that. Innuendo.
And in Israel, there's a jail that uses a custom-built computer program to interpret the barks of its guard dogs. Pretty interesting. Still a work in progress, though. So far, the most common interpretation is, I bet you wish you could look yourself like this. And Neil Gorsuch is now the newest member of the Supreme Court. He's the newest member since Elena Kagan was appointed by President Obama. Kagan told reporters that she wouldn't have been appointed if she wasn't a woman. President Obama responded by saying, that's not true. I had no idea she was a woman.
Well, I can see where that could be a possibility.
She looks very much like John Belushi.
Well, how about Kagan. Like the Janet Reno, if you didn't know.
And finally... We can't make fun of Janet Reno anymore. She's dead.
Oh, that's right.
She's off the planet. Oh, we're coming up on the anniversary of the great San Francisco earthquake, which happened in April of 1906. Experts say if a quake of that magnitude were to strike California today, it would no doubt be strong enough to knock Barry Manilow back in the closet.
A strong one.